Blog Talk Radio.
The beginning of the end, niggas. Yeah, we gon' rock this shit forever. The Alpha and the Omega. The cannabis to make your eyes redder. Fuck your niggas, talk about cheddar. Brought to you by your millennium group. The horses, full swordsmen. From the land of the lost. Rock cops, killer priests, and corrupt. What can I bust? Throw your fours up and get your vocal cords cut, motherfucker. Wave in the 4-4. I'm headless, nigga. But I packed the big T blast, and they let a sad stand loose on the street. Murderous notes I wrote, I lacerate rope. I toss fire at niggas, motherfucking sick. The condos are supposed to be flip brick. All 39 of your bitches, pretty ass rich niggas. I throw some fucked up kicks on. Back to small tank top, spot, shot it up. Beat you in your face with a rope, got it up. Cause we don't give a fuck, they had this horse for corrupt. See, I'm off the wall, nigga, horse mentality. I'm a horseman, nigga, and that's all I'll be. Sparkly shit, niggas talking shit. I wanna see the streets dark again. Let the heat spark again. Police calling all cars off. This powerful with a motherfucking bulk. And my specialty is poetically, lyrically, energetically, ultramagnetically, dog pound pedigree. Fuck the shiny shit, fuck a bitch. Only grimy shit, dirty shit, Holocaust, dirty shit. Missile flick, assassin, Sicilian. Kill women and kill men. And kidnap children for vengeance in the name of the horseman. Slice your Achilles tendon, the headless horseman. The code of the street, the makings of a real MC. Yeah,
apocalyptic prophets appearing out of float objects, wearing Midwestern garments, launch his coat with our hands in our pockets, slapping all your scary ass rap artists, half retarded, swear by our forefathers. Anything you speak, think or show will be disregarded. Then I drag a frightened ass through the darkness, bring you out the other side as a carcass. I'm heartless, regardless if y'all claim to be gods or goddess. To me, y'all all garbage. I see all of y'all as moving targets, and my lyrics be the atomic rockets, cosmic vomit, spitting, hitting at y'all Vietnam vets with military arms and bombs. And be the first one left unconscious after I squeeze your head like the shaman. Fuck around and sing like the boat around your throat and squeeze till your head smoke from all the electric boats. Satanically sacrifice your ass like an occult. Have your seance inside of a dark synagogue. We was lyrically sent to y'all like the men of God to put it into y'all. Sit fights like dogs to get the sin of y'all. Horsemen, we be scorching when we be walking with the power to put a graveyard inside a coffin.
Let's air it out like debris. Now watch me do one arm handstand. Over seven continents and seven seas. Streets is Lebanese. Be rocking Bulgari wristwatches and sniper marines. Most of these MCs can't even rap. Just modeling, go gold and get big headed like they swallow in college. I spit empty grave sites. Rap stars fill them up. What? 30, 40 years old and still act as fuck. Me, I ain't even in my prime. When I write my dopest rhyme, Western civilization decline. Catch me hopping off the A train in the New York state of mind. But I rep West Side, so I keep LA time. That's a 3-hour difference. So when my business is six, you really a nine. A 7 did you still be a dime. Call me Blaze Skywalker, hitting jugular veins. Crack open your skull with a paper weight and suck out your brain, kiddo. I be doing my stuff sizzle for sizzle. And the wife of a careless man is almost a widow. So what's happening? We'll pee out in 99 Madden. Since police be Jack and Black, I talk to Pig and Pig Latin. Up Fay, ooh yeah, it's Fay Atlay. A egg and they play, and free Keith Murray. Yo, yo, yo. I hit the verse of 666 megahertz. Make lightning flash across the sky every time I curse. 666 flashes. Give out 666 lashes to the backs of 666 masses. The ceremony has been. Put a crown of thorns on whoever the king of rap is. If he's a c- I nail him to a crucifix. Then I beat him till he's black as fluids. Then perform acupuncture with 666 toothpicks. Beat him with two whips. With pieces of broken glass glued to it. Your whole crew gets spayed and neutered. As soon as I aim and shoot it, you get sprayed with bullets. Your armor cars and your Kevlar vest is useless. I'ma fuck all of you pussies like Moosex. You get 666 years imprisonment for biting off another nigga's shit. You bitch, you got caught. Now you on the other side of the law. Stitching all mad niggas in the soundproof war. And some of your sentence not good. You wildin', but you still be up in Rikers Island getting forced to tour status. You scared of that, with a phobia of that. I'ma tape it on the digital video, dad. And send a copy to Miramax. Leave you exposed, turn all the fiction to fact. So everybody know who a suck-ass nigga. For the fucking ass nigga. That got fucked in the ass by a father figure. With a bullet wound for a tattoo. Delivering mind, blowing rhymes and poets. Controlling my tongue when I'm flowing like pilots control.
bit and I bite back. Quicker than Tyson attack. I don't give a fuck if I don't get my life back. So, take caution. The four horsemen to chop your head off with a sword, then gallop northward. MCs, take caution. The four horsemen to chop your head off with a sword, then gallop northward. So, bye bye. What you ride by? Cause we abide by what we ride by. Just abide by what you ride by. Cause we abide by what we ride by. Ha!
Wave in the full core. All your hoes priests don't hit me no more. Wave in the full core. All your hoes priests don't hit me no more. Wave in the full core. All your hoes wives don't hit me no more. Wave in the full core. Hey, you're corrupt. Hit them niggas with the hardcore.
Yeah, nigga, I'm headless without thought. When my motherfucking arms crossed, I transformed from a dog to a horse. Took over the whole race course. Throw the jockey off the saddle. Now who the fuck really wanna battle? Got me a pistol, launch it off like a missile, let it whistle. They fall, fuck around with the dog, I'm a hog.
Peace, 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 peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of the Book of the Brick series. Book of Brick series broadcasting live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Do the Knowledge Radio by the host and founder, the Black Divest, the Realignment Specialist, nationwide advocate for Black empowerment, self-empowerment through the proper implementation of African thought and creativity. I speak with none other than my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Baba Britix. That phone number to call in is 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the summer and present to others the host and founder of the Book of Bricks series, a.k.a. the Year of the Black Fist series, a.k.a. the Program series, a.k.a. Young Black Faces series, a.k.a. Off the Grid series, my brother, your brother, Brick the Foundation, a.k.a. Prophet Bricks.
So, anatomic show.
What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? Cruising through the city,
you know, the FLINT. Hey, happy Brick
History Month. Not enough good to put Brick on the crown.
Yeah. Happy Brick History Month, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Definitely Brick History
Month. Yeah. Yeah, I see we got the Four Horsemen. That's why I was playing that Four Horsemen track in here today. You know what I'm saying? You know.
I was wondering what the science was behind that. I heard cannabis and rides going, and I'm like, what kind of got cooking over here?
We got the Four Horsemen, White America and Apocalypse on this joint today. You know what I'm saying? We got Baba Bricks. You know what I'm saying? We got the Black Power Mayor of Detroit. Keep Horton in the
and
building,
and we got
OG Triple OG, Super Conscious Olympics. My skin is my sin's own. Jobs in
job
the building,
power.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So we got Job Power up in this joint, you know what I'm saying? So we're about to have a ridiculous.
Hey, we
could
be working hard. We might have changed the name to Careers, bro.
Oh man! I only laugh on Tuesday, man. You know what I'm saying? I only laugh on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So we're gonna bring in Mr. Careers, aka Jobs, aka My Skin Is My Sin. A.K.A. Mr. Conscious AKA. Olympics, A.K.A. What's AKA. Good, Sam?
What's good, fam? What's going on? I ain't working hard enough, man. I need a couple more AKAs.
AKAs.
Hey, bomb. Man, you had Rick kind of like running this. It just shot down my whole statement, literally. What's going on, man? How's life?
Everything's good, man, right now. You know, I'm in Brickavelli mode. I'm working on this 7-day theory right now. We got the album dropping in 7 days, you know. So I got to get on my Brickavelli Don mode. Keep pushing this video that I just dropped the other day. You know what I'm saying? We just hit 4K in a little bit over 24 hours. So everybody that's been sharing it, make sure y'all keep sharing it. You know what I'm saying? Tagging your friends in it, posting it. It's definitely a good message for the people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my brother Mitchell Chance, you know what I'm saying? M. Chance Speaks, who definitely did his thing on there, you know what I'm saying? 100% made me go in, you know. As soon as I finished hearing that, I still hold a testament to this. As soon as I heard that song, I finished that verse on that song, and then the song that I got called, I'm the Don. You know what I'm saying? I finished those both that night when he first sent me that feature back, you know. Both songs was done within an hour, you know what I'm saying? That's just how powerful it was in the presentation that he sent me, you know what I'm saying, that he sent me. The main thing that stood out to me about this song and the video and his verse was the part where he asked, do you want to be free? It's something that I play daily, you know what I'm saying, in the morning and at night, you know what I'm saying? So it's just something that's being reprogrammed in even me, you know what I'm saying, in the morning times when I rise. And right before I, you know what I'm saying, lay it down, you know what I'm saying, do you want to be free? Do you want to feel protected? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be healthy? You know what I'm saying? These are all questions that we need to answer, you know what I'm saying? So I think it is very pertinent, you know what I'm saying, that we keep pushing this message, especially fresh off the heels of the story of OJ, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, before, Jay-Z is giving y'all $1 million worth of game for $9.99, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna give you is priceless, you know what I'm saying? It's self-worth, you know what I'm saying? It's self-empowerment, you know, over these 32 tracks that you're getting on the double disc Book of Brick with the Exodus Revolution. So, yeah, I'm definitely feeling powerful, Jobs, a.k.a. Career.
I was over here cracking up, too, by the way. I might have to use that one day.
Man,
that's dope though, man. I love to hear that, man. And you're right, man. He went in. Definitely powerful.
Yeah, it caught me off guard, man. We talked about it yesterday. We was kind of hyped that it had just reached 1,000 people. You know what I'm saying? In
right.
4 hours that it was up. You know what I'm saying? I did not expect to wake up. You know what I'm saying? It was well over 3K. I was over 2.5 when I woke up this morning. I sent Keith a message probably at like 2, and at like 1. I'm like, bro, shit, we might hit 3K before 24 hours, you know what I'm saying? And lo and behold, I guess it picked up steam at that point, because by the time it hit the 24-hour mark, we was well on the way to 4 grand, man, you know what I'm saying, 4,000 views, so. Like I said, man, as long as, I mean, it's something that you can wake up and literally watch every day, you know what I'm saying? It's literally worth 100 shares a day, you know what I'm saying? Just the message in itself is nothing that's too rambunctious, it's not too energetic, you know what I'm saying? It's laid back enough, and it's more of a call and response, you know what I'm saying? It's like Mitch said, man, and in this chapter, I'm not going to ask the Pharaoh to let my people go. I'm going to ask you to let yourselves, you know what I'm saying? So this is a daily thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm asking you daily to fix yourself or let yourself be free. You know what I mean? And like I said, and what I've seen a lot of comments, you know what I'm saying, and reshares about this, if this video don't spark something in you, these words don't spark something in you, it just ain't in you, bro, or sis, or whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? That's just genuine, you know what I'm saying? Because the brother Mitch, I didn't even know the brother Mitch was that popular, you know what I'm saying, when I reached out to him. It was I don't believe in happenstance, but it was the universe, you know what I'm saying, that kind of linked us together for that track, you know what I'm saying. I came across him at the Clan Malcolm X Day in Philly. You know, the brother was on stage giving him all he had, you know what I'm saying. And I'm like, as y'all know, I'm a fan of the culture, you know what I'm saying. Right. So I'm sitting back and I'm listening. I'm like, damn, bro, what's going in? Like, hairs on my arm is raising, you know what I'm saying, listening to him, you know. And I'm like, bro, I need this energy on the album somehow. So I gave him a chance to breathe after he got off the stage, you know what I'm saying? I waited probably like an hour, you know what I'm saying? And then probably like 30 minutes before I went on, I stepped over to the brother booth and I hollered at him. I'm like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Introduced myself and all, you know what I'm saying? It blew me back because bro already knew who I was. He's like, oh, yeah, I know you. It's Brick, what up, bro?
That's
cool. And I'm like, damn, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? So I proceed anyway, you know, so even though I was thrown off a little bit, I proceed anyway into my spiel. I'm like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate what you just did up there, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying? Is there any way that you would do that over a hip-hop album, you know? And he was okay with it, you know, and I was like, cool. So, you know what I'm saying? I put him on the album, and we rolled with it from there.
It's a beautiful song, too.
Man.
But you're right. You know, if you can't feel that, something ain't right.
Yeah.
You know, and the video just captured the essence of the song perfectly. You know, and that's not always the case with a lot of songs and a lot of videos. You know, people try to just plug in a particular style of video for a particular style of song, and it don't necessarily work. Am I talking to myself? Anybody hear me?
I can hear you, man. My neighbor came across the street and he was looking for some jumper cable, so I had to put mute right quick.
Oh,
but
okay. I'm like, man, okay, well, you know, maybe I'm talking to myself. Maybe I got booted. You know how blog talk is. You know, but yeah, man, everything that I've heard, man, so far, like, and I think I may have heard every song. I'm not 100% sure, but everything I've heard, man, it's been phenomenal. You know what I mean? Just an incredible body of work.
Jumper cable?
Well, to the folks.
Sorry, man, I'm out here listening, trying to be a Samaritan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know.
Hey, that double C, got me on a new level. I was
on
level Revolution of Exodus. I got on it. I got the Book of Brick Holy Ghost.
Bro, man, I think that was a combination of a few things. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the energy. You know what I'm saying? I hope that video is still. Is that video still up?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, because I'm still in that. Because Nala said he was going to do it on the show that Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? But I guess he couldn't
wait. What video are you talking about?
The one Nala dropped. The Revolution. I forgot what it was titled. No, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I might not have seen that one then.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw it, Josh.
It was like right after I did the whole live stream of
Revolutionary
the album.
Exit.
Yeah, Revolutionary, yeah. I did the whole live stream of the album, and like as soon as I got finished with it, Knowledge jumped on there and went ham for like an hour, bro. I mean, Knowledge has never been like, it was almost like finding Sasquatch and shit, you know what I'm saying? Knowledge has never been seen on film, you know what I'm saying? And this brother
actually,
just
you know,
jumped
I
in
did
on film
too.
And went in. Huh?
Yeah, you're right. I did see that one.
Yeah, but the brother jumped on the film and went in, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, it was like you said, it was like Black Power, Holy Ghost, and shit. Like, I was over here like, damn, now it's okay. Like, Rick didn't touch the bone, man. he was shoulder deep in his bag, bro. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge was in rare form, you know, so. It's definitely dope to be able to see that energy given off and then reciprocated by, you know what I'm saying, y'all and even the fans, man. I had one message, bro, from the video. Bro seen the video, and he said, man, I'm going to share the post a little later. I've been kind of trying to let it breathe, but I'm going to share the post a little later. Bro said, man, I ain't never bought nothing online. I'm about to go put some money on a prepaid credit card right now so I can buy all your albums. That was
wow.
So dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially after what we had just talked about, Jobs, you know what I'm saying? On the phone earlier about the thankless job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have to be a special character, you know what I'm saying, to be able to even keep pushing because it becomes a tiring job, you know what I'm saying? to hear messages like that. I mean, even not to hear it, but to see messages like that, you know what I'm saying? And to see that your work and what you put a lot of time into is actually reaching people, even if it's just one, that one fueled me enough to push for 1,000 more people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's millions and millions of us, but that one person, you know what I'm saying, that spark gave me it's like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel almost, you know what I'm saying? Because the shit get dark sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? But just that flicker, it's enough to keep you going, man, to let you know that somebody genuinely appreciates you, you know what I'm saying? And then the following message was that he was about to have a daughter and he needed some positive stuff to let her listen to, you know what I'm saying? So that even goes further because now it's a generational reach, you know what I'm saying? Because even though she's not able to understand the words that's going to be said right now, I'm pretty sure this is still going to be something that her father is playing for her years to come down the line when she's able to sing along. You know what I'm saying? So when she's 5, 6 years old now, she's been singing Brick from 2016 through 2017. Like I said, it has become something that's timeless. So that's why I think, like, you have to become comfortable with knowing that we might not be able to vision what we're trying to create. You envision what we're trying to create, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the catalog that I'm putting out, I might not make no millions from it. I might not make no thousands from it. I might not ever be able to formulate or buy any land or anything from what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm saying? But if the catalog of work that I put out is found 20 years from now and my daughter's 20 years from now, I mean 20 years old, and she's able to benefit from that, you don't think that I'm happy now? You know, so even if I'm not here no more, you know what I'm saying, the work that the groundwork that was laid is actually a benefit at that point. So it's no way that I can just be giving up, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's families out there that's pushing this onto their kids, you know what I'm saying, and it's going to continue. So
I agree with you, man. Like and I think that you have captured the bridge between people that just want to do something and people that are doing something and people that are super smart, people that are not so smart. It's like right in the pocket where everybody can get something from it and continue to get something from it.
Yeah, it's not delivered in an over-preachy format, you know what I'm saying? It's not delivered in a format where even if you already know the information, you're like, oh, man, I'm bored with how he's presenting it to me. It's presented in a different way even if you already know it, you know what I'm saying? So I envision myself the same way that in the hood, Michael Jordan hasn't played basketball in over 20 years, you know what I'm saying? But the same way that Michael Jordan is still resonates in the hood, you know what I'm saying? I foresee Brick's albums, you know what I'm saying, my album's doing the same thing in the future, you know what I'm saying, hopefully, where they're still listening to it. This kid that's 5, 6 years old now, they know Michael Jackson tunes, though, you know what I'm saying, or they know Prince songs, or anybody that's passed, or, you know what I'm saying, they sing along to Biggie, or whatever that their parents has them listening to. So it becomes, once again, a program, you know what I'm saying, that we have installed, because if we're not programming them, somebody else is.
You know, a couple decades, I'm sitting up with my grandkids, like, hey, watching TV, you come across the TV, I'm like, man, I remember when he did that video. I remember the day he dropped it. That song. Oh, you don't know him. Stop it. Yes, I do. Watch, let me show you this. Blah, 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 blah. Bam. Oh, wow, you really do know him. That's dope. You know, I see it. You know, or them knowing the words. But not necessarily, you know how they'll grow up with the words and sometimes they can't remember who exactly sang the song. Like, that's the one we've been singing all these years. Oh, that's so dope. You know, that's beautiful because you do it now. Only it'll be something that's just culturally way more significant and way more necessary. That's dope, man. That really is. You know, oh, and while I'm at it, man, shout out to the fam, man, for the RBG nominations.
Hey.
Shout out to Do the Knowledge, man, and shout out to Get This Wisdom, man. And I do believe you got one too, right, Britt?
Oh, yeah, they nominated the album, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just good all around the board, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be affiliated with such dope people, you know what I'm saying? from the Liberated Minds Media Group, you know what I'm saying? My skin, you know, due to knowledge, the RMC, you know what I'm saying, Melanated Greatness, just the whole, you know what I'm saying, the way that everything's coming together, man. I just appreciate, you know what I'm saying, the people that I'm surrounding myself with or that's gravitating towards me, you know. Everybody that I just named off are extremely hardworking, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely good to get an acknowledgement. But at the end of the day, that's not what we do it for. You know what I'm saying? We do it out of the love of our hearts or the love of our people. You know what I'm saying? That is the fuel that keeps me going. You know what I'm saying? You can give me 10 awards, but ain't none of them awards going to compare to what my man told me earlier, you know what I'm saying, about him putting money on the debit card and ordering my stuff offline. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's for the people. It's good to be acknowledged by the people. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like I said, especially in something that feels like a thankless job at a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So it is good to be celebrated by our own, you know. So definitely big shouts out to Due Knowledge, you know what I'm saying, and RMC for being nominated in the media. You know, I kind of feel like a player that played for both two teams, you know what I'm saying? When I had to vote, I had to vote for one and then go back and vote for the other one. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, it's both.
How you think
know
I felt?
Hey, but that just goes to show the work, you know what I'm saying? And then next year when they come around, shit, we're going to have a whole – they ain't going to know what to do, you know what I'm saying? Because then it's only five categories. They're going to have to promote Liberated Minds. They're going to have to promote My Skin Is My Sin. They're going to have to promote RMC. They're going to have to promote Due to Knowledge. So then it's going to be one spot for one other person. That's probably going to be Sonetta or Doggy Diamonds or somebody, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to have everything sold the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? And it's just progression, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be braggadocious when the work is high quality, you know what I'm saying? It's some of the best quality that's being put out in any fields that we're doing, whether it's radio, whether it's music, whether it's video, whether it's graphics, you know what I'm saying? It interviews, it don't matter, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that we're dealing with right now is at the top of their game, you know what I'm saying? And we're all humble, you know what I'm saying? We're not out here bragging about it, you know what I'm saying? You see the work, we do the work, you see the work, you know what I'm saying? And it's all results that you see. Everything that we do is results driven, you know what I'm saying? And it's aimed towards the bigger goal of creating something larger the next time we do something. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, we're going to be here for a while, bro. You know, this is just the beginning of it, you know, on a smaller scale. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be awards named after groups. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, you know? So I'm just real.
The
real.
Careers Awards.
You know what I'm saying? Distinguished Honors Awards, all kind of stuff. I'm telling you, man. I'm for real, man. It might not. It's probably going to be 10, 20 years from now, but watch and see what I tell you, man. That's what happens when you set the standards, though. You know what I'm saying? When the Heisman wasn't the Heisman before, it was the Heisman. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
You set standards for shit. You know what I'm saying? And once standards are set, then it becomes different categories. You're like, okay, now I'm trying to achieve that. You know, so that's what it is at the end of the day. This motherfucker is still chasing Jerry Rice records. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be that way. He's the pinnacle of greatness for a wide receiver. It don't matter how good you is. And motherfuckers, Calvin Johnson was a beast. You know what I'm saying? And so on and so forth. Randy Moss was a beast, but none of them motherfuckers was ever able to touch him. And you know what I'm saying? At some point, there's probably gonna be an award named after this motherfucker. I think it's a Biletnikoff Award now. I don't really watch college football like that, so I don't know the name of it. But I think that's what it is for like the best receiver right now. But they named that shit after him because he was the beast of the shit at that time. So you know what I'm saying? At some point, being at the awards ceremonies and all that stuff is new, I honestly see 10, 15 years from now, RMC or LMMG, any something like that is going to be an award, a distinguished, some kind of award, you know what I'm saying, for the perseverance, you know what I'm saying, for just the dedication, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a dedication or a perseverance award or something like that. Why? I'm speaking into existence now. Because we all too dope at what we do not to be, you know what I'm saying? And we all too consistent. We all too... We are heavily on the grind and on the job, you know what I'm saying? And we don't ask for nothing in return, basically. You know what I'm saying? You basically have to you almost had to chastise Brother Keith last night to be selfish. You know what I'm saying? And that speaks that speaks volume. You know what I'm saying? That we have to almost chastise each other to think of ourselves.
I know,
of
right?
Being selfish. You know what I'm saying? Like it's that strenuous where we're more concerned about putting others in front of us than we are about us. You know what I'm saying? We're more concerned about making sure that everything looks correct or everything is presented correctly or everything is transparent, you know what I'm saying? And it's focused on our people that, like you said, we tend to not look out for self, and we end up running ourselves ragged. We end up burning ourselves out. We end up making ourselves sick, you know what I'm saying? We end up breaking our systems down, breaking our bodies down, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just excited, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these next 7 days, I'm about to be pumped up, bro.
That's dope, bro. Just come out of nowhere.
Black Power Mayor of Detroit is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Had to get a pause in before we lose him. You know, he on his bat phone, you see what I'm saying? So we got to get our brother in.
That wasn't no pause. That was some Kim Jong-un shit. You just started dropping
right.
bombs and shit.
Right.
Oh, man.
What's good, bro?
Hey, when we get in the zone, ain't no such thing as
Hello?
A natural pause. So we gotta prompt work. You know what I'm saying?
Chief.
Hello.
What's good, bro?
What's up, bro?
Peace. Yeah, my bad. I had my cousin called from jail on the other line, so I had to take that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
career had me in my
is,
bag real quick, you know. I probably had talked for about 32 minutes and 30 seconds of the 37 minutes we've been on.
Hey, man, and you know what's dope, though? Just to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, Brick, though, is like I could literally call one of y'all, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, like for real, and discuss some real shit. Some, you know, it could just be real, just life shit personal to me. If I'm going through some shit, you know, and that's what's really the beautiful thing, you know, and I kind of always I go back to the Conscious Olympics last year because it just made relationships, you know, and I thought that was the best thing that personally I took away from it was the relationships that I was able to develop and solidify going forward from that point. And it's not been like, you know, well, I need something from so-and-so. It's like, how you doing today? You know, and that's, you don't find that all too often in people. So, you know, I got to salute to everybody, you know, because I'm still in contact with 90% of the people that was involved with it last year. You know, so that's a beautiful thing. Oh, and speaking of the Conscious Olympics, we got another one coming the 30th of this month. You need to go to www.consciousolympics.yapsody.com and purchase your ticket or your live stream. You know, it's tough. We trying out here. We need your support. You can't ask for stuff. And then when people try to provide, you know, and think outside the box, you know, it's like, who, you know, it's not too many other people doing this. You know, we got Q Butter giving you some information on credit repair. And given, when I say giving you, I literally mean giving you. We got Break the Foundation Release Party. You know, we got Doggy Diamonds hosting the Conscious Olympics. We got Inky, KT the Arts Degree. We got Q Butter and Asanori Bay as our contestants for the Conscious Olympics. And literally all day I've been doing questions. Like, I got like 16 more questions to go. And I'm done with all the questions. I even got a couple of extras in the event that we go over or there's a tie. I got a whole different category, strictly just Africa.
Wait, y'all going to ask Minister Inky and KT a question? A question.
It's going to be 5 minutes. I mean, it's going to be 5 questions the whole show.
Who going to be asking the questions? Doggy Diamonds going to ask the questions? Who going to ask
Doggy
the questions?
Doggy Diamonds is going to ask the questions.
Y'all motherfuckers better listen, all right? I'm only going to ask y'all this question one time and shit. Don't be taking mad long.
Don't have people thinking that, man. We already know. You know, I want this to be so you can watch it with the kids, or you can watch it with your grandma, or you can watch it with your queen or your king. You know, we want it for everybody to be able to enjoy it. So We definitely not. It's not gonna be like that, man.
Yo, doggy man, how you gonna ask me a question like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go get some jackfruit, and I'm gonna be back.
You know, but hey, we had to put in some work for these questions, though. And Keith sent me some serious questions on health. So we given the caliber of people that are participating, and we are giving them a study guide this time. So 2 weeks prior to, I'm gonna submit a study guide to the. Come on, man, don't get mad at me, bro. I gotta look back and see what I could have did better.
Fail forward.
Hey, bro, you know. Hey, I just want to say, guys, real quick, you know. Y'all got Keith asking the questions over here. You know, Keith be coming with some stuff. So, you know, I'm going to have to be on my game. I'm going to have to be on my game out there.
You know, so.
And you know I'm cooking the food. You know I'm cooking the food. So make sure you come out and get some of that vegan food. You know what I'm going to have it on deck.
That actually, he's supposed to be bringing some food. Ron King's supposed to be dropping through with the lemonade. You know, all we need is the people.
Man, speaking of which, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to sound like I'm chastising anybody, you know what I'm saying? But we as a people as a whole, we need to figure out something, man, you know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't matter what we put together. You put together the Black Power Awards, they chastise you about that, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating your people, what you got to celebrate, you know what I'm saying? You try to do concerts, they tell you that you want to jump around and party all the time. You know what I'm saying? You try to do the Conscious Olympics, people will ask questions like, what's that? You know what I'm saying? You try to do a debate, you know what I'm saying? They're telling you that you charge too much. You know what I'm saying? You try to do a lecture, they're telling you that you charge too much. The information should be free. You know what I'm saying? We have to come to a point where we have to value the information that is being given out. You know what I'm saying? It's the event. Oh, shit.
That didn't sound good.
You good?
You all right? Maybe the neighbor came back for the jumper cables.
He said, what's up, Brick?
Right.
Let me get the jumper cables.
Ripping. It lets you share some stuff, and then don't let you share others. It's a mess.
Hey, before the British lady get disrespectful, man, I called Keith on, man, because Keith was dropping some jewels, and the lady got disrespectful with Keith, man. You know what I'm saying? The British lady cut the show in mid-explanation. You know what I'm saying? So I had to call Keith, like, hey, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Don't punch me in the face when you see me. You know what I mean? So we can have our brother on, you know what I mean, to give us that breakdown. You know, maybe we have to do, you know, some more at another time, but hopefully we can schedule that. I want to be able to let my brother get that breakdown that he was giving right before they got cut it off. You see what I'm saying? In regards to that show, Black Mirror.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many people have seen it, but it's a show called Black Mirror. And I can't even remember what the topic was that we were talking about, but pretty much I was just encouraging people to watch that because, to me, it's like the best show ever made because it takes technology or shows technology where we're headed with technology, and it shows kind of like the dark side of it. So, we were talking about social media and how it parallels to real life. And on the show Black Mirror, they had an episode where you could actually block somebody in real life. So, like, all you had to do was just press a button, and then they would just turn gray, and you can't hear them, you can't see them, anything. But it's in real life, though. You could actually block people. And that was, like, one of the episodes. And it's a lot of episodes that's, you know, similar to that where they just show, like, a lot of different things where we're headed as far as technology and pretty much, like, the dark side of it. So, you know, you kind of see where we are headed, where we're going with social media, you know, just a lot of different stuff, man. All of these, you know, chips. Because that's kind of how the white man is trying to solidify himself in this world is through technology. He's trying to merge himself with machines. And so it just shows that, you know, that's really kind of like the crux of the entire thing is just showing technology, you know, showing where people get chips implanted in their mind that can record everything that they see and that can play it back at will. So it's like, you know, anything your eye sees, you can just press a button on the back of your head and just play back whatever memory that you see. Or, I mean, it's a lot, man.
That was like Black Mirror, wasn't it?
Right, yeah, that's what we were talking about, Black Mirror. Because remember, they cut me off the last time we talked about it.
Okay, it's a movie like that, too.
They just gave me the boot.
I got to talking. They was like, oh, no, don't try to rally the black people up to come out to support.
Hey, no, Negro, that's not happening.
Hey, Keith,
yeah,
there was another point you were talking about, though.
My bad.
You said that. Yeah, my bad, Jobs. You was talking about how they was establishing, you know, basically your worthiness. You see what I'm saying? You said when you went to go, like if you wanted to go get a car or apartment or something like that. It was
right. Yeah. It was an episode, it's kind of similar to Facebook, but bringing it to real life and extending the reach of, like, you know, your social media presence. So pretty much how it is that everybody has a device similar to how we have cell phones, and anytime you interact with anybody, you get a rating. So, like, just say if you go to the store and you buy something from the store, you rate the person behind the store, you rate the attendant, and the attendant rates you. And any interaction you have, you get a rating, and you can also see things about the other person. So they show one part where, you know, two people got on the elevator, and then once you get into close proximity, you can see kind of like the news feed of the other person. So, you know, you can just look down at the phone and say, oh, you know, how's your son doing? I saw he was, you know, sick in the hospital or something like that. But it's somebody who you never met. And once you part, you rate each other. And based on that rating, that rating determines everything. So it determines, you know, it's kind of like your credit score in a sense, where you go to this, rent a car, and they check your, you know, your I guess it's likability rating or whatever, and it's out of 5 stars. And if you have a low rating, then, you know, you can only get these particular cars or you have to pay more. Right? It's kind of like it counts against you when you have a lot of bad interactions with people. And so the consequence was is that everybody was artificially fake. Everybody was artificially nice. Like, nobody really expressed themselves in fear of getting a bad rating. And it's like, it's just like social media.
It is,
because,
man.
It's social media, but real life.
Man, and the crazy thing about it, like you said, it was about everything. So it bothered all the way down to your job, because at one point in the episode, it was I think it was like a gay dude or something that was at work, and nobody at work liked him because of that. You know what I'm saying? I guess he had did something in a relationship or some magnitude or something that they was playing to in the film. I don't remember exactly what happened, but he was trying to get back into work. And he couldn't even get into work because his ratings were so low, because, you know what I'm saying, the lifestyle that he was living, you know what I'm saying? And like Keith said, it was almost like a credit, you know what I'm saying? And Shorty, she got caught up trying to raise her likability score, so she was trying to find a shortcut to do it, you know what I'm saying? So they had a likability broker and everything, so, you know what I'm saying, it was just like credit, you know what I'm saying? She went to go see somebody.
Yep.
They did an analysis of her likability, you know what I'm saying, and what she needed to do and who she was hanging around and how long it would take her to reach a certain star level, you know what I'm saying? And she just so happened to get a phone call from one of her friends that was about to marry a rich guy, and everybody at the party was all over 4s and 4.5s and shit, you know what I'm saying? But the whole process of her trying to get there, it lowered her score. So when she finally got to the shit, she was only like a 1.5 or some shit, and she just lost it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that was one of my favorite episodes. That one, and when it was brainwashing the soldiers into killing.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Killing other people.
That was the absolute best one. Yeah. I'm glad you've seen it and that you can, you know, help explain it, because I just didn't want to give, like, the whole thing away. But those are like the most two episodes that you gotta watch. Is that Media one and the Soldier one, because I don't want to give away the whole thing, but in a way, using technology, they brainwashed the soldiers to kill people who they wouldn't normally kill, because like they had them as they were disguised as something else. So you know, I don't want to give away
the
whole.
That they put into them. It was a it's a program that they had installed into them. You know what I'm saying? Because they was able to. They was able to see, like, drones through their contact lenses and shit. They was, you remember, he hit his arm, and he pulled up the whole battle scene just from his arm, and it was in front of him and the other girl.
So what is this, yeah. What is this come on? Like, what channel?
It's on Netflix.
I think I still got a password.
The shit's deep, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just for them to be
that
able to install.
On the Soldier Joint was on... Roots and shit. That cat was on Roots.
He said what?
He said he was on Roots?
He was on the new Roots. He plays Kunta Kinte on the new Roots. One of the soldier dudes, the main soldier dude that was in that episode.
Oh, that's probably the one that they used that shit against him, because the people that they was calling as roaches, you know what I'm saying, they ended up creating a device to break into... to break down that brain control that they was going through. So he saw them as regular humans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then the military saw that he was glitching. His program was glitching. So they put him in for observation.
Yeah.
And during the observation, they came back and they questioned him. They like, bro. So then they start playing all the shit that was going on for him while he was under this program. You know what I'm saying? And didn't realize what he was doing. So they playing all the murders that he's done, all the killers that he's done for his country or the army that he's fighting for. You know what I'm saying? And then they give him an option. They like, bro, either you can take this, because he was rejecting. He's like, I don't want to go back under this program. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be blinded again. They like, either you can take this program, or we going to leave you in this room on an infinity loop of all the shit that you done did.
Yeah.
Fucked up, stabbing little kids, all kind of shit.
Yeah.
I'd be screwed, man. The way you treat people, oh, man, damn.
Man,
my friends would be my saving grace, I guess, because, man, I can be unpleasant at times given the circumstances. I would definitely be walking everywhere I go.
And what's crazy is that it's crazy how prophetic the show is, because I'm sure that's where we're headed as far as combat. Because that's one of the reasons why they banned psychedelics in the late 60s, early 70s, because people remember that, you know, LSD was like the big thing. And then, you know, they was trying to go to war in the late 60s, early 70s. And if you take an LSD, you know, it was like the peace-loving hippie type of people. So, you know, you can't get those type of people to go to war. So they ended up making psychedelics illegal. And, but I say it's prophetic, because it was another episode where it was a guy, he committed a crime, and basically what they did was they locked him up, and they changed his perception of time. And so they said, they put it to 1 minute equals 1,000 years, and they like locked him up over the weekend. And I saw a news article pretty much saying the same thing, that they were developing technology to alter the perception of time for criminals the exact same way. So, like, you know, they can make 1 minute equal 1,000 years or however long they want to make your punishment. And it's like, you know, that episode, I think, was like season two, I believe. So that should have been like maybe like probably 2012 or something like that when that came out. But, you know, they're developing technology the same way as the show. So it's like, if you want to see what's coming down the pipe, just watch all the episodes.
So basically what they do is they tell you mentally you've been in jail for 3,000 years, but chronologically you've only been there for 3 days.
Right. Because they alter the chip. You got an implanted chip in your brain, so they can dial the time up to wherever they want to dial it up to, or, you know, change it to however. Because you don't know, like, you know, like they said in The Matrix, what is real? Real is just, you know, electrical impulses. Is not real, you know. It's nothing outside of you is technically real. It's just the picture that's created inside your brain, so they can kind of change it however they see fit.
That could literally like give you a heart attack. Like not even necessarily the actual, you know, I've been in jail for 3,000 years, but just the shock of coming back to normalcy. Like it could literally shock you so bad that you thinking you know it's 3,000 years later. I mean I've seen a guy get off the Greyhound who was in Jackson for 20 years and this was like his first touchdown, and like the look on his face was like you'll never forget it. Like you could see the fear and the joy and all everything wrapped up into one, but it was mostly fear. Like what the, you know, like. He didn't know what a cell phone was. You know, he didn't know a lot of stuff.
Right.
Imagine years.
If you look at it, right, look at it. Just look at the movie Inception, because the same thing happened in Inception. Like, you know, the deeper, the more levels you go down, the longer time appears. So he had lived his whole life because he actually did Inception and he went down three levels. And when he came back out, he was kind of crazy, him and his wife. And, you know, they didn't know what was the real reality. She was convinced that she was stuck in a dream. And it's like, you know, who's to say what the consequences are when you start trying to play God and alter time? And I think that's another of the white man's flaws, is that he doesn't believe in an external God, so therefore he tries to make himself be God. And so you want to, you know, play with time, play with the genetics by, you know, making GMOs and, you know, just all type of stuff, man. It's like, you know, you got to understand and realize
artificial
what you're dealing with. Artificial everything. You're trying to become God.
They got a womb right now that they say they're supposedly working on, you know what I'm saying, that they can, you can watch your baby being born. You already know who that's for. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
For these transgenders and the gay people. You know what I'm saying? That's who the artificial womb is for. Like, I mean, I'm cool with watching my baby grow inside Laker's stomach. Like, what the fuck? Why do I want to, you know what I'm saying? Why do I want to watch bones and all that stuff form?
That's gross. I'm
like you said, you get to that God complex, and now you're trying to play God. You're trying to create. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to recreate stuff. They had a bullet blender. You blended up some green shit. You snapped it into the little module, and I guess that was the nutrients for the baby. I'm like, how the fuck do y'all even come up with this shit?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit crazy. It's
another prophetic thing is Brave New World.
Speaking of science fiction, though, there's another movie out. And like you said, speaking about how they want to start doing things as far as like just warring and all that stuff. This one is on Netflix too. I can't think of the name of it right now. Maybe you've seen it. But it deals with there's a group of soldiers that go out and they're like part of a program. You know what I'm saying? And there's some robots and they're testing against the robots. You know. But what it is these robots are like memory robots, you know what I'm saying? So it remembers the first training exercise that you do. It gets smarter, and then when you come back and do it again, you know what I'm saying, it does everything that you did and then more, you know what I'm saying? So every time it's just this machine is advancing. So every battle that you send it into is better than it was before. You see what I'm saying? And it's self-enhancement. So, like I said, I don't know if you've seen the movie, man, but it's a good film. I'm on Netflix now trying to scroll through and find it so I can tell you the actual name of it, check it out. But, yeah, like I said, it's super dope, man, and I think they own something, you know what I'm saying? Because they're already testing with these robots. They had the ones that you could – they had the same ones that they got, like, in test where they have them – they got four legs, you know what I'm saying? They can run through the forest and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They can stand up.
I mean, well, that's what we're missing the boat, though. We're not cultivating our genius, you know. We're allowing – those of us that are especially like mathematically gifted to be taken away from us intellectually, and we can't afford
right.
that. You know, we need to be able to be working on, because we already know that they show us the future. They've been doing the same shit with movies and the media like from day one. You know, so we need to be working on things to counteract this shit, or to be better at making it.
Man. Because Snapchat is Minority Report. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm
right.
Always,
oh,
I'll just
man.
Tell homie and homie right in the car. You know what I'm saying? It used to pop up with the algorithms on the thing when Snap. I remember when Snap, when I first found out about Snapchat, if you try to do a face filter, it will pop up with the algorithms that show all the lines in your face from the your peak of your hairline to your chin bone, you know what I'm saying, all your cheekbone, you know what I'm saying, all the line structures in your cheekbone, and it wouldn't pop up a filter until it had all of that stuff registered in there, you know what I'm saying. And now the thing is so advanced that you can just pop the Snapchat on, turn the camera on, and face it towards you, and the filter will automatically pop up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the algorithms have they've advanced them so far now. And then what people don't realize is now that you are here playing bunny ears, or you got the little glasses on, or you doing whatever for the day that is representing, whether it's a Michael Jackson face or whatever the theme is on Snapchat that day, that they have to use your face to put the mask or the glasses on you. You know what I'm saying? So now what they've done, if you've done anything wrong, you know what I'm saying, you're walking through airports or any other place that has facial recognition technology. You know what I'm saying? Now they know it's Keith Ford walking through the airport. You know what I'm saying? They know it's Joseph Boyd walking through there. You know what I'm saying? Whoever. They know it's Jeremy walking through the airport. They know all your information now. You know what I'm saying? Because they can put your images with the other images. And like I said, this is where Minority Report came from, all the pre-crime shit. You know what I'm saying?
Why
so
I don't fly.
Putting your rap sheet, huh?
That's why I don't fly.
Yeah, exactly. No, you just scared, bro. I ain't got shit to do with that. Oh, man. You trying to slide that in right quick, too.
You're right.
I agree with you and everything. Oh, man.
I mean, have you seen like some of the stuff that the Hollywood makeup people are doing? I mean, they could literally turn you into a whole nother person.
Man, bruh.
Yep.
They got a dude that makes
masks. Yep. Yep. A
mask.
Yep.
Real life mask. He just pulls the mask over his head, and you look just like the person, like lifelike.
Yep.
You know, like, man.
It was a guy, too. It was a guy that did that. He was going to robbing stores, and he had a black person's face as a mask, and he was a white man. So, you know, all the authorities looking for a black guy, and it's a white dude with a mask on.
Man.
And it was like, you know, one of those real lifelike looking masks.
The dude I've seen, I guess he make them, you know what I'm saying? But dude, pasty to the motherfucker. He had a Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He had a Mike Tyson head on, and the motherfucker looked just like Mike Tyson. If you just seen it from the neck up, you would have thought it was Mike Tyson. But the neck down, he dude probably like 120, you know what I'm saying? And he got like a bodysuit on to try to make himself look big, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy, man.
I mean, but that's just, you know, another instance where there's a talent that's not, you know, that's out of the norm that we could be using.
Keep us pacified with shit, bro. And then the people that do care about it get shunned, not even just in the community, but just from black people in general. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you too smart to be black or something almost. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not cool to be down. You know what I'm saying? It had technology. There's a brother that pulled up on me the other day, bro, and I thought this shit was so dope. He pulled up in the car that he made. Let me reiterate that. Bro pulled up in a car that he made, and it was fabricated off of parts from he cut it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how he cut it. He was trying to explain it to me, but it was metal. It ran on the road normal. It was electric. You know what I'm saying? It was solar powered too. It kind of looked like a Hummer because he said he kind of modeled it after it. You know what I'm saying? But he cut it, so he couldn't cut it exactly like a Hummer because he said he didn't want to go face no legal stuff. So it kind of looked like a Hummer and something else put together. But he said it only do 35 miles an hour, but shit, that's the speed limit through most of the residential areas and stuff, you know. So, like I said, that was just super dope to see somebody like that. But I can only imagine his life probably growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else trying to go play basketball or what they see on the TV as a means of black folks making it. They're trying to get better at basketball or going to play practice football or just out rapping or anything, you know what I'm saying? And this brother in the garage tinkering around with tools, you know what I'm saying, trying to put stuff together, taking apart lawnmowers and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So he's probably seen in the hood, he's probably perceived as the weirdo. You know what I'm saying? We have to embrace those people, you know what I'm saying? The same as the ex-soldiers that that went to war, you know what I'm saying, that we just see out on the corners and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You better believe, I mean, I'm pretty sure the white people leave their soldiers out too, but they utilizing their ex-soldiers, you know what I'm saying? We just leave ours out, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we just got to start taking advantage of these people, because then what happens is that little black scientist grows up and he feels more like he's going to be more acclimated into the white crowd. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take them in, man, and take back ownership of our creators and creation. So.
That's a fact. White people do not throw away their own. Now, they may screw somebody over, but that's part of their plan, you know. Even the people that they feel are you know, not that are anomalies to their race, they plan shit for them too. They just don't throw them out to pasture. They say, you know what, as opposed to throwing them out and we can't do anything, we can come up with a law where we can make money off of their ass. Or we can do this.
Yeah.
You know, they got a plan for each one of them, whether they like you or not. It's still a plan in place. You know, they don't have coons. They call them spies. You know, because literally, what is a spy?
Quick to throw our people away, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I made a post a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's so anti-religious and everything. You know what I'm saying? Anti-white. What would y'all do with, you know what I'm saying, the Marcus Garvey today? You know what I'm saying? If Garvey was around today, what would you do? You know what I'm saying? If Malcolm X was around today, what would you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, and these people that you revere, though. But then you turn around and you bang on religion. You know what I'm saying? I used to bang on a religion, too, but that's because it's something that when you first start waking up, it's like, okay, well, this shit is a lie, so you're angry. You know what I'm saying? But to continue to do it, you become, I think it becomes a complacent place, you know what I'm saying? Because now you're trying to reach other people, but you're bashing what they believe in, so they're not going to be receptive to what you – they're not going to pick up what you put down. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So you just have to go from a whole open-minded aspect of it. Like I said, man, because if you Garvey was religious too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it just baffles me, man, into the standards that we try to set these days. You know what I'm saying? You got to be pro-black. You know what I'm saying? You got to hate white people. You got to hate Asian people. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You just got to do it to the max. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like I said, it just wouldn't hold any weight to back then. You know what I'm saying? Because the leaders wouldn't have been able to become the leaders that they were if they was held to those type of standards. You know what I'm saying? And I won't even call them standards, because that's not – I don't think that's a standard, man. Like, that shouldn't dictate if I can become a leader. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Garvey believed what he believed, then so be it. It didn't make him any less of a man. You know what I'm saying? Just because you didn't understand, but he did he was able to reach people because he knew it was a common discord that people had. And when we can get back to reaching – the point where we understand we all got something that's in common, whether you're a Hebrew Israelite or Muslim or Christian, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, then that's when we're going to start making progress. Until then, it's going to always be an internal fight. Like I said, man, when we accepted integration, man, we also accepted self-segregation. And we do that horribly, man.
Man.
Like you said, man, white people don't throw each other away like that. Asians, you know what I'm saying, they constantly look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? And we just had to get to that point at some point, man. You know, we look for the moment to berate the next. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We look for the moment that the next person messed up. You know what I'm saying? That you held in high regard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just so you can be like, oh, I knew it. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't about shit. You know what I'm saying? And it just keep going. Like, it's a sickness, man.
You know, and I have to check myself too, because I am afflicted myself. You know, I can be one of the pettiest motherfuckers on the planet. I'm not even gonna front. So sometimes I have to, you know, sit back, reevaluate, and say, you know what, that was just extremely petty. It's time to move on and grow up with respect to that particular situation.
All of us are, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's a daily thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that elevator back down to the lobby or the ground floor, whatever you want to call it, every day. You know what I'm saying? No matter how high up you get on your horse or how many levels you go up, you got to return back because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, it's a daily process. You know, this is a program that we're rewriting over that's been inside of us and instilled in us for 20, 30 years. You just can't, unless you download some shit to make a Mac do what the Windows do, the Mac ain't just about to do what Windows do and the vice versa. You know what I'm saying? The program is set up the way it's set up unless you go in and install some different shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're in the process of doing, installing something different to our people. But it's something daily. That's why Do the Knowledge is on 7 days a week. It's something daily that has to be done. That's why I stated earlier, Exodus is being played daily for me. You know, so I listen to it at night and I listen to it in the morning. It's something that has to be done. Like Brother said, do you want to be free? It's a daily question that you have to remind yourself, because if not, then you're going to fall into complacency. You know what I'm saying? It's so easy to do it. It's the distractions, they say, we be making it up when we say the distractions, but the distractions are so easy thrown out there. You know what I'm saying? People act like fucking DVRs don't exist. Everybody's running to go fucking watch Power. Like, how do they still have you under their control? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have the ability to record this show and watch it at your fucking leisure. But still, everybody has to go run it. It come on at 8 o'clock. Oh, I need to go watch it at 8 o'clock. I don't give a fuck what I'm doing. We about to give birth. You know what I'm saying? We in the middle of the football game. You know what I'm saying? We're about to score a touchdown, but I need to go to the locker room and watch Power because that shit's on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to get out of that program mind state. Like I said, I don't understand how the fuck we're in the age of technology and people still let somebody else dictate to them what their top 10 of music is. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's millions of artists out here. There's no way everybody across the world is bumping Lil Yachty and Uzi Vert. Like, I know we had this discussion last night, and it's more than our kids bumping it. But a lot of our kids are bumping it. You know what I'm saying? But there's a Uzi Vert, 21 Savage, and all of these motherfuckers in they hood. We don't support the motherfuckers that surround us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get it. There's a Kodak Black in every fucking neighborhood. There's nothing special about the brother. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't tell you anything special. That, and all of them use the same exact fucking everything they rap about is exactly the same. Like I said, every song or every album you want to hear is something about that, and it's downgrading us to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like I said, that's a huge distraction in itself, because now you're constantly trying to be better than this person, and that's a subconscious thing. And half the time, they don't even have this shit. You know what I'm saying? You can go on the internet. I can Amazon right now. Want stacks of money and throw money in the video and make it look like the revolution popping right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend $100, $200 and have a suitcase full of money. You know what I'm saying? And it's all perception. And like Brother Dre posted the other day talking about how they perpetuate the, like, they out here kingpins in the drug game, you know what I'm saying? And then have all our young black men out here doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Out here selling, they're going to do it anyway, but they're not like high classing with it. You know what I'm saying? Trying to buy it to obtain this, and then flashing, and then thinking people snitching on you, snitching on yourself, bro. You rolling through the city on 26-inch rims and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then 9 times out of 10, when you doing that, you probably got a pistol, weed, lean, and all this other illegal shit on you. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be high side, then you.
And Blog Talk ain't buying brick today. Like, nah, bro, you feeling this stuff. We have to cut you off.